if you talk about tobacco, I mean, first of all, tobacco cessation in people with severe mental illness is I think it's at crisis levels. So we really need to do something about that. But how do you really work? Well, the most work we've done in the stages has really been in tobacco. So we do understand that, you know, people are in really different places. You've got to convince them. You've got to find reasons that are relevant for them for quitting. And it's interesting because with each subpopulation, you've got to find what are the reasons for them? What are the values that are important for them? So we've done work with pregnancy smoking cessation. Well, with pregnant women and pregnant fathers, you have to find some hooks that are about the baby and the pregnancy and the becoming a father and wanting to live to see your kid go to college and do those kind of things. Well, it's not different with the seriously mentally ill. You got to find what they think is important for them. You've got to adapt some of the approaches, and you've got to adapt kind of your view to kind of find, okay, well, there's decision making going on. What are the decisions that, how can I influence their decision? What's important for them? What can I do to get them interested? I was just talking at the workshop. You know, people go, well, stop smoking, you're going to live longer. Well, some of these people who are depressed go, that's not an incentive. That's a disincentive. I don't want to live longer. I'm already struggling with what I'm doing right now. So you have to kind of think, well, wait a minute. Let me make the arguments that work for them. Let me listen to them. Let me find out what their concerns are. So it's the same process. It's just that you've got to find out what's unique about the individuals who have that disorder versus something else. So you have to do that and work out a pre-contemplation, contemplation. When you get into commitment and planning, you've got to realize that there's a lot of things that can interfere. So, you know, anxiety, depression, psychotic kind of thinking, poor, you know, concrete thinking, all of those things interfere with kind of the process. So, again, what you need to do to kind of use the stages is find out what's going to be important to help them complete that task as well as possible, and then still be there, scaffold, be there to help them completing these tasks and support completion of those tasks. So I think, I mean, the research I'm doing says they do some of the same considerations. So seriously mentally ill, we have a tobacco cessation program that we just finished with 300 seriously mentally ill. The work says that they seem to be using the same kind of considerations. I mean, pre-contemplators have less self-efficacy, more pros for smoking, less cons for smoking. They're just like some of the other smokers in terms of those kind of considerations. It's just you've got to get those moved in a way that makes sense to them, in a value system and a cultural system that makes sense to them, because they have their own kind of culture. And that's the other piece. Stigma really interferes with this process because they don't believe that they deserve to change, or they don't believe that this is... So the stigmatization, why they hang out a lot of times with some of the other drug abusers are, you know, it's better to be in with a group of people who are peers in terms of stigmatized together. So you've got to work against all of the things that are there in terms of getting them to think about the tobacco cessation and helping them complete the tasks that would help them to change.